In the name of the one true and holy God, amen. I am so excited. I love big holidays. They are so awesome. I mean, you get to dress up a little bit. You pull out all the stops. Everything is a little bigger. You go big or you go home. And the food is always pretty awesome. So, I mean, let me just start off by wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Oh, wait, no. I need you, forgive me for mixing those up. I get excited. I really do get excited by the holidays. I get so excited because there are so many good holidays. I mean, think about Thanksgiving. You've got food and family mixed together. Or the candy and the costumes of Halloween. Think about the church holidays, All Saints Day, where we celebrate the potential we have to lead great, great lives. Or Ash Wednesday, where we're all reminded of our own mortality. Think about Pentecost, the arrival of the Holy Spirit, and the birthday of the church. There are so many great holidays, so you can forgive me, I hope, for mixing them up a little. I like them all, but the truth is that I slipped up because I really love Christmas more than them all, which is sort of an awkward thing to say on Easter, isn't it? I love Christmas for a lot of reasons. I'm serious now. I love Christmas for a lot of reasons. I love it because I'm a sentimentalist at heart, and there's so much nostalgia to be attached to it. I'm also an incarnationalist. There's something amazing about Christmas, about how it signifies that creation is blessed, and God thought that creation was so good, God came down to see it in person. So you can forgive me for liking Christmas so much, even if it's awkward on Easter. It's true, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. But here's the thing, I need Easter. I love Christmas, but I need Easter. I need it to the depths of my soul. If Christmas reminds us that this is a good enough world for God to inhabit, Easter tells us that there are still broken parts and God is working at putting them right. If Christmas reminds us that God loves the world the way a mother loves a child, Easter tells us that God will do anything to save the world. That's right, I love Easter, but I need... That's right, I love Christmas, but I need... In fact, the world needs Easter. Why? Let me tell you. You don't have to look far on the beach morning like today to appreciate what a good world this is, how blessed it is, maybe. Look at the ocean. Look at nature all around us. See the people beaming around you with joy. Taste the good food and the good coffee. But you also don't need to look very far on any given day to know that this world is a little mixed up, that it's broken. People lie and cheat. There's bigotry, there's recriminations, and those are just the people running for president. You don't need to look very far, unfortunately, to recognize that it is an off-kilter world. There was Paris and San Bernardino, Brussels, or if you want, look around. There are homeless people all around us. Or look to see the pollution that we are steeped in this city. The very worst of it all is that God came down to be among us, was in the very midst of us, and yet God was betrayed, was punished, and was killed. That is how mixed up, off-kilter, and broken the world is. And yet, when Mary Magdalene and the other women go to lovingly care for their leader's body, when they arrive, they expect to find the normal death. But what they find is astoundingly different. They find that death has been defeated. They find that Jesus is no longer there. The power of God could not be held in a tomb. It could not be betrayed in any final sense of the word. And if that betrayal wasn't the final word, and it was not, then the empty tomb tells us that God is out there in the world. God is on the move, trying to put things back right again. If that betrayal isn't the final word on things, then that betrayal is forgivable. And the thing that that means, that redeemable nature, is that if that's forgivable and redeemable, and that's certainly the worst thing that could have ever happened in the world, then anything we could do, which could never be so bad as that, anything we could do is forgivable as well. Anything we could do is redeemable as well. And all of the mistakes we could ever make, all of the brokenness of the world put together in sum, God works to make all of that correct and right. So the message of the empty tomb today, the joyful message, confusing and scandalous as it is that God is at work in the world, putting things right and forgiving people excessively. Now there is a tricky part to this. If God has forgiven us, then we need to forgive people too. Now certainly we need to hold people accountable for what they do, but we need to be ultimately forgiving in the light of the Easter empty tomb, just as God is ultimately forgiving of us. Similarly, if God is out at work in the world, putting the world back together, then we have a part to play in that. We can work to rebuild the world as well. There are 1,000 things to do, from lifting up homeless people to working and healing the world. And in all of those things to do, God is just waiting for us to join in. So all of that is why, even though I love Christmas more than anything else, I need Easter. I need Easter to know that I am forgiven when my brokenness gets the best of me. And you know it does. I need Easter to know that I need to forgive others when it happens to them too. I need Easter to know that God is working even now to right the world. And I need Easter to know that I have to help too. And that, my friends, is the best news there could ever be. So happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Amen.